Hi, how are you?
Thank you.
Good. My name is Becky. I'm with Work in America, and we're just
It's about 6 o'clock on a work day. Becky Herlin says she's been knocking on doors for 2 hours now in Meadowvale, a middle-class neighborhood in East Louisville.
And we're just going house to house and asking people two really quick questions about what their issue and who they plan on voting for governor.
Herlin is doing this work on behalf of the voter outreach arm of the AFL-CIO, one of the biggest labor unions in the country. That arm, called Working America, has deployed canvassers to make sure Democratic voters go to the polls. One of the reasons for this is that the upcoming gubernatorial election could solidify whether or not Kentucky joins 25 other states in adopting a right-to-work law. Similar laws have eliminated the requirement that workers pay union dues as a condition of their employment. When asked whether she's sensing excitement about the election among the people she's talking to, Herlin says it's been a mixed bag.
It's really divided. I mean, we have a lot of people that are very strong feeling about this and know it's important. And then you have a lot of people that just don't feel like the system works for them anymore.
This ambivalence is what the folks at Working America are hoping to cure ahead of next month's election. The two major candidates, Democrat Jack Conway and Republican Matt Bevin, have taken different stances on the issue. Here's Bevin discussing right to work this summer with WYMT in Eastern Kentucky.
We are the only state in the South that doesn't have right to work legislation. There's concern. I have friends that work in unions that feel that this is somehow a threat to them. It's not.
But labor unions disagree. Working America Regional Director Corey Medina says these laws are serious blows to unions.
When those laws are passed, you say, great, unions, now you're responsible for protecting non-union members. And they don't have to pay you for that.
Medina says that's why his group is targeting Democratic voters who will likely vote for Conway, who doesn't support right to work. Medina says so far Working America canvassers have knocked on over 25,000 doors in Louisville, and they've talked to just over 10,000 people. But the other side of the issue is on the ground canvassing, too.
We've been hitting tens of thousands of doors on this issue specifically.
Julia Krigler is an organizer with Kentucky's chapter of Americans for Prosperity. AFP works nationwide, pushing for issues like right to work, as well as other free market issues such as school choice. Krigler says not being a right to work state is holding Kentucky back.
We are surrounded by states who have right to work, and we are losing out consistently by site selectors as not meeting that marker.
And that's why Americans for Prosperity has made mobilizing voters on this issue a priority.
We've been leading the ground game in the field on this effort, and we plan on continuing to do so at the local and state level.
Corey Medina with Working America says even if his group is successful this round, he's sure the issue will come up in future Kentucky elections.
Is this a continual fight? Yes.
While politicians and political groups fight it out over a statewide right-to-work law, several counties in Kentucky have already passed local laws. I'm Ashley Lopez in Louisville.